possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get to some college football stuff in a moment, but let's get to your phone calls. We go to Kevin. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Kevin.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I was just calling in for a Tesla nickname that you guys are trying to come up with.
Well, I think the morning show might have done that, but yes. Okay, what do you got?
So I got you. We had Megatron, and you guys are. I heard Mahogany say. I forget what
Optimus
it was.
Primer, yeah. God, but,
yep. What about Voltron?
Well, which one was Voltron? Why do I know Voltron was like a leader of something?
Mid-80s cartoon,
yeah.
For kids. It was kind of like Optimus Prime and those, but it was a separate show. So Voltron, Tesla, yeah, Megatron.
So, you know, I think these things somewhat happen organically. A name just gets kind of it catches on, and generally, it's what the team starts calling him.
Right. That's true.
But his play has warranted attention. I'm in no rush to crown him with a nickname. It's okay that the fans want to do this, but certainly going out and make plays in the regular season. Because the weird thing is. If everybody stays healthy, I'm not sure how much opportunity he's going to get. Every rep that you run a play to Isaac Tesla is a rep that doesn't go to Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Laporta, or Jahmyr Gibbs and in the pass game. But you usually need a third receiver. It's good to have him. But it's a top-heavy receiver room. After what I saw today, throw an Amon-Ra every damn play.
Right. And, you know, Khalif Raymond right now is probably the number three receiver. But he brings a different aspect to the game. I think that – you know, Tesla will be relied upon probably in more goal line situations because of the height matchup that he can present, that it's an advantage for the Lions.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, giving anybody a break. If you run a bunch of routes in a row where Jamison Williams is sprinting down the field, he's going to have to come out for a play or two and bring in Tesla or bring in Tim Patrick. There's going to be healthy competition in the wide receiver room for sure, and I think
it's encouraging.
Nothing but a good thing.
Yeah,
for
it's
Lions.
It's encouraging, but yeah, the morning show was. I think it was the morning show was talking about nicknames for him. But I've discovered in my days that typically it's the coaching staff starts referring to a player in press conferences as a nickname. That's not always the case, but and that's how it can tend to catch on. But all right, so if we were in East Lansing, Gator. And what we saw today was very encouraging. What would be the equivalent for Michigan State? What would you want to see that's very encouraging so they can be the best version of themselves this 2025 college football season?
You know, if there's a joint practice, I know exactly what I want. If you're just practicing against yourselves, it's tougher because exposing a weakness and exploiting a strength or whatever, exploiting weakness and showing
every
strength.
Good, there's a bad, right?
Yeah, so it's tough, but I mean, I'll just go with the standard answer that I would always go with. It's the offensive and defensive lines. I want the offensive line to be able to give Aiden Childs some time to throw. If he does have time to throw, he should be able to pick apart any defense because this is the third year he's been involved with this offense. The second with Michigan State, and obviously he was at Oregon State and learning the offense there prior. So, you know, this is a big season for Aiden Childs. He has to take a big step forward to be the guy, and I think he can be the guy. There's no question he's got the athleticism, the arm strength. I love how he likes to throw the ball downfield and take those shots downfield, and he's reasonably accurate doing it. And Michigan State's got a really good group of wide receivers to throw to. You know, tight end-wise, they've got some experience there. Although,
Jack Velling.
Yeah, Velling is – I think he's banged up a little bit right now, but should return to practice hopefully later this week. But there's big questions with the running game because you're looking with guys that are really kind of unproven with the running back position, and you're trying to fortify that offensive line. And you know, right now, Coach Smith is looking through a group. They've got a rotation of 10 offensive linemen going through. You know, they don't know yet who's going to be the starters, but that group has got to be rock solid. They have to be to make sure anything works with the offense. You got to have that because what they don't have is a Kenneth Walker. They just don't have that player yet. So find it elsewhere. Give other guys an opportunity to make plays.
What about the what's the word on the transfer center? Is it Wake Forest he came from?
I think it is from Wake Forest.
Is there any buzz on how he has looked?
I haven't heard any buzz. Okay. Not yet. And the other side of the ball is the defensive line for Michigan State. They got to find a way to get to the quarterback. It's been a real issue.
Yeah.
Over the years, and it seems like in the transfer portal under Mel Tucker. They really went after it to get guys, but those guys could never stay healthy, ever stay healthy. And they made a strong point to recruit edge rushers. And those guys have it's been a little bit mixed bag. Some guys have had some success. Other guys haven't. Other guys just haven't stayed healthy. So, it's another year where you're going into the transfer portal to find starters and also add to the depth. But Michigan State has got to find a way to get to the quarterback. It sounds like they are rock solid with defensive tackles. But what do they have at defensive end? Can they get to the quarterback to take some of the pressure off of the secondary? The secondary's got some good players there, but they're going to need some help up front.
Okay, so Ann Arbor, same question for Ann Arbor. And as far as if they were in a joint practice, what would we like to see? And I will tell you, I might talk about the quarterback here a little bit. Look, I've seen enough of Bryce Underwood to think that fans should be very excited about what he could bring to the table. They practice on State Street, they play on Main Street. I have also seen quarterbacks that looked great on State Street, but it's a different animal when you get inside a college football stadium. It's a different animal when you're in Norman, Oklahoma, and there's everybody's screaming and making all kinds of noise, because down on the field, having done that, it feels like chaos until you get used to it, until you can slow some things down. It's chaos from what you're hearing, and it's also chaos for what you're seeing. And so there's the learning curve for the quarterback. In a joint practice situation, it would be reduce the number of mistakes and bad throws or bad decisions, because the physical tools, some of the throws that kid can make are wow throws. And then there's, the wide receiver screen where the ball gets sailed 5 feet over his head. So, Sherrone Moore said yesterday he's holding off on naming the starter, which is wise. There's no rush to do that. But when it comes right down to it, I suspect it'll be Underwood. It's not locked up yet. But because if he makes too many mistakes in practice as we get closer – And freshmen aren't going to make mistakes. They're forgivable. They're understandable. You're just trying to not make the same mistake 2-3 times. But that would be a big thing. And then, I'm no different than you. I'm not writing off that the defense is going to be just great, and I have no concerns. But they got to figure out their offensive line grouping. The one thing I'll say about the offensive line is there are options, man. When they last year, I think they kind of had some guys that were, no matter how poorly they played, they were going to stay in there. When they did struggle, I should say, they were going to stay in there. I think this year they've got options at the positions that are open that they feel pretty good about.
Yeah, and with Michigan, I imagine the wide receiver group is going to be scrutinized over, because it's not been a group that has been wildly productive over a while here. And they need somebody to step up and hopefully somebody that develops that chemistry early with Underwood if he is going to be the starter. I imagine that they like to have that competition still be open at quarterback and guys pushing themselves, and because they're going to have to probably use a couple quarterbacks at some point in the season. So I don't know what they plan on doing right away. What I did like, what I heard out of Sherrone Moore, was the idea that, we're worried about today, not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a mantra they're taking in to practices and the training camp. And I think it's a good mantra. You don't get too caught up in what's happening down the road. Worry about what your responsibilities are today. What am I doing on this particular play? Because that's what matters. Don't start drifting off.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Leo in Royal Oak. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Leo.
How's it going, guys?
We're good.
Great. Just wanted to throw this out there. This rookie, Tesla, and having such a top-heavy, wide-out depth chart. Well, what's your opinion? I mean, he blocks well downfield.
Yep.
And he's got decent speed, and he's got size. what's your opinion about putting 20 pounds of muscle on this guy and lightening Laporta's load and being able to go with a passing second tight end in double tight end sets?
I think they have that with Brock Wright. It's a pretty good pass-catching tight end. But to your point, he doesn't have the speed that Tesla does, but he's obviously, you know, bigger in stature. I don't think they're in any hurry to change what they see out of him. I think they drafted him at receiver for a reason. They love what he brings. I mean, having a guy at 6'4", 200-and-something pounds, can run a 4.4 40 and jump 40 inches straight up in the air, that's a lot to like. And, you know, it doesn't matter if he's playing tight end or wide receiver when you get in the red zone. You just want him in the red zone.
Right.
I have almost zero interest in lightening Sam Laporta's load. I think Sam Laporta is a weapon that, I mean, last year he went from 120 targets as a rookie to 83 targets his second season. You know, there's going to be somebody that gets left out just because there's so much talent in terms of weapons. Yeah, I'm interested in more from Sam Laporta, yeah, not less.
Well, I wasn't per se saying to leave him out. I was more looking at the lines of having a second tight end that can actually run routes and not just be a blocking tight end that catches the ball.
It does happen on occasion where you have two sort of complete tight ends, but I think they're good, and my guess is they have a plan for Tesla, even with a top-heavy wide receiver room. But he's, you know, he's still got to earn playing time. We still got to see if he's the third receiver. I don't know if he is or he isn't. But
listen to what the tight end coach has to say about his group of tight ends.
Yeah, let's do that next here on Carson Anderson from Lions Training Camp on 97.1.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Ticket. You heard me talk about the CGC Home Services and the Aeris Active Pure technology. It makes sense right now because you've probably also heard us about being under air quality alerts recently, right? The Aeris Active Pure technology reduces 99% of airborne bacteria, viruses, and mold. Air or water concerns, contact CGC Home Services. They can help identify and prevent flooded basements and other water-related issues. Choose CGC Home Services and Connecticut for peace of mind. Learn more today. Call them at 855-339-4242. That's 855-339-4242.